Your On The Mark podcast is loading now. The On The Mark podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Magic moment last night in sports with Derek Jeter closing out his Yankee Stadium career in style with a game-winning base hit. The first game-winning hit he has had in 7 years. And the seventh walk-off career hit for him.
Would you like to hear how it sounded on the Yankees radio network?
In a second, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You're talking about just a great selection of imports, domestics, microbrews, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts every day, fresh, and of course the pickle bar. This, by the way, is a huge weekend with it being homecoming weekend at Penn State. You must stock up and do it now at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. All right, I hear Bob Buehner in the background. Let's get to John Sterling last night on the Yankee Radio Network, the final Yankee Stadium at-bat for Derek Jeter.
And the pitch is line. Base hit, right field. Here comes Richeson. Here comes Marquez's throw. It's going to be not in time. Richeson scores on a base hit by Derek Jeter. Is that unbelievable, or is that unbelievable? Yankees win the ball game. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling with the call last night on the WFAN Yankees radio network. As Derek Jeter closed out in style, also was a moment last night too, which will fly under the radar. But it's also the last time you're going to hear, in all likelihood, the voice of Bob Shepard in Yankee Stadium. Bob Shepard passed away at the age of 99, but it was part of Derek Jeter's contract that the great Yankee and New York Giants public address announcer Bob Shepard would be the one that always announced his name. And that's why he had him announce his name at the All-Star game as well. It's also the last time you'll hear Bob Shepard's voice probably in Yankee Stadium as well, announcing a player coming to the plate. So there you are, a magic moment by one of the truly great players. Look, as time goes, the pool gets larger and larger with great players. No one is going to sit here and say, he is the greatest player of all time. If you think he's the greatest player of all time, so be it. And that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. I think there's a pool of great players, and then you can start having the fun and the argument as to which one you think is the best. The pool, though, does grow larger because take, for example, the Giants played the Redskins last night. If you notice, the Giants are wearing a 90 patch on the front of their jersey. And that's because this is the 90th season of New York Giants football. Their first season was 1925. Here it is in 2014, and it is their 90th season. Well, back in the 60s, you could sit back and have a debate. Who's the greatest Giants quarterback ever? Is it Y.A. Tittle or Charlie Connerly? Who do you think it is? Well, now, 90 seasons in, the pool is so much deeper, and there's more guys that fall into that pool. Well, that's the same thing with the Yankees, who are, you know, playing. They started in 1901. They're playing their, 114th season. Actually, they started in 1903. So they're playing their 111th season right now. And in 111 years, they've had great, great players. And among the great, great players certainly is Derek Jeter. And after that, you can debate all you want as to who's the best, but there's this pool of great players. He will always be in the pool of great players.
And you know, Steve, in baseball, there's a term for that discussion that happens during the wintertime, referred to as the hot stove league, where people sit around the hot stove and debate those very questions. Who was the best pitcher? Who was the best hitter? Who was the MVP of whatever? And it goes on all winter long till spring training gets here when the argument begins anew.
See, it's easy for Kevin because you have to have played with one team. Now that eliminates virtually everybody.
Mike Schmidt.
When you play for one team, ball game over.
You do know that part of it is that one team has to continue to pay you, correct?
Pay?
Do it for the love of the game.
Hey, that's a big part of it, Kev. Like, sometimes they don't want to keep you.
Ball game over!
They don't want to keep you. You know, and some of the greats of all times have played for multiple teams. Okay? Ty Cobb closed out with the Philadelphia A's. Babe Ruth closed out with the Boston Braves. Willie Mays closed out with the Mets. Hank Aaron closed out with the Brewers.
All right. Went back to Milwaukee.
Yeah, I mean, we can go on. The list goes on and on and on. There are very few guys that have, for example, have 3,000 hits that played for the same team. There are very few guys that have 500 home runs that have played for the same team. Very few.
Willie Stargell would be one, I think. Does he have 500?
No.
Okay. I think he's up there, though.
But Mickey Mantle,
yep,
played for just one team during the course of his career.
Mike Schmidt.
Even Mike Schmidt. Obviously, Harmon Killebrew played for the Kansas City Royals at the end. These are the little irritating things that bother Kevin. Why would he play for the Royals? Why would he do that? Right? And as long as Troy Polamalu stays in one spot, things should be okay.
Okay, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here. For instance,
sure, I can't wait.
We're talking about Derek Jeter and the Yankees, being with the Yankees, yes, in New, yes, York. Now, yes, do Philly fans have that same feeling about Ryan Howard? Ryan Howard goes into a little bit of slide. We're ready to get rid of him, cut our losses, and move on. That's why I'm saying I think because of the success of the Yankees, the fact that he was a Yankee for 20 years, and now he's starting to have a little bit of a slide and stepping out of it at the right time, I think that has a little bit to do with the mystique of the man and the player.
Well, he didn't strike out 188 times this year either.
Again, that's a helpful thing.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is, I mean, Ryan Howard's been with the Phillies all of his career. Do you think he's going to be revered in Philadelphia the way Derek Jeter is in New York? I don't think so.
Well, Derek Jeter is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Ryan Howard is not.
All right. I'm saying over time. Put Ryan Howard in Philadelphia for 20 years. That's my point.
I'm not joking when I say that. Derek Jeter's a first ballot Hall
of
Famer. Ryan Howard's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, but he's got a lock in the Hall of Shame.
Okay, what did he do wrong?
Striking out an awful lot. It really hurts. All right. I'm kidding.
I mean, he's not a Hall of Fame player. No. He'll always go down as a good player, but will never go down as a Hall of Fame player. Yeah. He'll go down as one of those guys that cobbled together a series of really good seasons, struck out too much, and he will be, you know, whatever the cut line is, well, he'll get below 15%. He won't even come close. Jeter will get 90% the first time he's on the ballot.
Although I am not about behind this farewell tour and all the mystique that's gone with Derek Jeter over the last year and all the prizes and awards and gifts, I will say one thing. I did have to admit I was really moved by the way the game ended and the way his last at-bat at Yankee Stadium finished. It was a perfect ending. There's no question about that.
Oh, imagine what it was like to have been in Fenway Park when Ted Williams swung the bat for the final time.
Yeah.
That was a home run.
Well, but I agree the fact that the way this ended was a perfect ending. It was a storybook ending. It was a Hollywood ending. There's no question about it. And I really didn't think they were going to let him in the entire game. I honestly thought that they were going to pull him out at one point.
They were.
And I heard today that was the plan. And then he was going to go in the dugout with a bunch of former Yankees that were retired, and they were going to bring him into their club. That was the image that it was going to portray. But the game didn't pan out that way. And I think as
Girardi said earlier today on the Dan Patrick Show. He said, you know, Derek had another ending in mind.
Well, not only that, but it was the right thing to do, because if you need a clutch hitter, you don't take Derek Jeter out of the game.
Well, thank goodness for the DH. He gets to keep playing.
Yeah.
All right. You know, and he will DH at Fenway probably tomorrow and Sunday.
Well,
and
should he play all three games, though, Steve? I didn't mean to cut you off, but I wanted to get this in before we had the chance to go to the news. Should he play all three games?
Well, he doesn't have to play all three games. He's not obligated to.
I know that.
I mean, if he's emotionally exhausted, for example, as to how the last 6 days have gone for him, I'd sit him.
I don't think Derek Jeter's the kind of guy that would want to disappoint even Boston fans. Because a lot of people will come to see him.
He has said already, he says, I am going to DH. He said, I don't know about Friday, but Saturday, Sunday, he said, I will DH. He says, because of the respect for the Red Sox and respect for the rivalry. He'll do it. And believe me, when he goes out there, the Fenway Park fans will give him a standing ovation and a loud cheer that is going to be incredible. Now, I expect the Yankees to get David Ortiz nothing when he retires. Okay? So,
actually, they may be happy when he retires, and they may offer him something just for that.
There'll be a sigh of relief. So, Big Ben's on the injury report. How about that?
He's always on the injury. It's like that's like Brady on the injury report now.
Hold on. Listed as probable, which means he's probably not going to go. Wow. Ooh,
no, probable for Ben means something completely different.
Okay, surface team's final injury report. Oh, no. Limited participation. You know, he's played his entire career as a Steeler, as has number 43. Who is not quite the blur he used to be.
Even half a blur for Troy is pretty good.
If you say so.
He still hits like a boulder. Just my
opinion. I don't
know. He's a Samoan. They don't know any better. They don't have any...
I think he's a couple years past his prime. I think he's still he's still a serviceable player, but his edge that made him great, that was different than everybody else, is gone.
I agree.
It's like now with Jeter, for example. Jeter sat out most of last year. That's why this year was so important for him to play.
I'd pick on your favorite players, but you have none.
That's very true. That makes my life simple and easy. Yeah.
And I would say that I would pick on your favorite teams, but you know, even though you have teams you follow, I don't know if you necessarily count as a fan of those teams.
I say.
Ah.
5-3 advantage for Europe in the Ryder Cup.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And they're done with both rounds today, right? Because it's about 8 o'clock, 8:30 over there right now.
Who was the only one to win points?
What, for the United States?
Yeah.
I mean, they won points left and right today. They got 3 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who won those?
Well, I know Mickelson and Keegan Bradley have one of them. Okay. I think Jordan Spieth and Reed have another one. Let's see. Mickelson and Bradley split today. They won their morning round, lost 3-2 in the second round. So, Hunter Mahan and Zach Johnson lost.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. It's the weekend. We need to stock up. High school football tonight. What do you got? Chickalemme, Montoursville tonight? You're on the road?
Yes, I am on the road at Montoursville tonight.
So that's what, a 40-minute drive?
Yeah, with traffic, probably about 45, 50 minutes, I would say.
So you're leaving at 4 o'clock to get there at 4:45?
Well, like you, I have to make an appearance on the Eagle 107 broadcast of Selins Grove football about 6:10, 6:15. So I want to make sure that I'm there by 5:30. I get all everything set up because I don't have somebody that sets it up like Jeff Tarman does. So you can walk in, put on the headsets, and drink your Perrier.
And the other part of that is, Steve, you've forgotten the obligatory stop at the pierogi stand.
He seems a bit bitter.
He's a little anxious about the game tonight.
Okay, actually, you want to know something, by the way? He will admit he hates the fact that I walk in as late as I do. And just start.
Absolutely, I do. And it's not an angry hate. It's a jealous hate.
Like, this, there's a difference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is a jealousy hate thing. I mean, I just... If I'm there and I step in, put the headset on, I'm fumbling, rumbling, bumbling, stumbling all my way through the open. Steve's there and is like, that's it, done. Go to the break, take a swig of water, we're in the next segment.
But, well, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
It drives you nuts.
Hey, also, Steve, in the Sunbury Broadcast Studios, we have Steve Williams, voice of Milton football. He's got a home game on WMLP 1380. The Shamokin Indians invade the Black Panther country.
Very nice. And by the way, I just want to point out Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, soft drinks. They roast their peanuts every day, snacks, and, of course, the famed pickle bar. I'm the big barrel pickle guy right here. Stock up for the weekend. It's homecoming here at Penn State. Make sure you have the best Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 to 15 Hummel's Wharf. Today, Kevin had to turn in the Ford Escape.
I did. I had to turn in the Ford Escape Titanium Edition, but Corey now has it back at Sunbury Motors, and he's ready to show it to you and show you the 3,500-pound towing capability of it. Plus, it has, I don't know if I mentioned this before, Steve, but if you've ever towed a boat, every once in a while, there's a little bit of a sway in the back end of your vehicle that can kind of pull you a little bit every now and then. Well, this vehicle compensates for that when it notices that the boat, in essence, or your fishing boat, might be moving a little bit or drifting a little bit to the left or right. This actually compensates for that. Now, I can't overcorrect completely, but it does compensate for it so you don't have the back end going all over the place. Not to mention the fact that it's four-wheel drive, and if you get in the snow without towing anything, it'll automatically switch into four-wheel drive because it's just that smart.
Truly amazing.
Does it bother you driving a vehicle smarter than you?
I've been doing that for a while now. I don't set the bar real high when it comes to vehicles.
That when he had the Yugo.
Yes. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Kev, what kind of game are we expecting tonight?
Well, Montoursville has run the ball quite well with Betkowski. He's averaging about 7 to 9 yards of play right now on the ground, and he has over 600 yards rushing. They have over 500 yards passing right now in Montoursville. They've been able to move the football very, very well, and that's something that the Shikellamy defense is going to have to watch. The nice thing about Montoursville's offense is when that running game starts working and clicking, all of a sudden the passing game opens up even more, and Musina is a three-step passer. He likes the pocket, likes that three-step drop, and has been able to find his receivers. But most of it is coming off the play fake, off of that run. So that's what the Braves linebackers are really going to have trouble with here tonight if they're not careful. One of the things they can do, though, to adjust, and this is what they did last week against Mifflinburg, they actually got some really good pressure up front from their front four, and that freed up the linebackers, especially Colby Lahr, to come from the corner and put some pressure on the quarterback. I think if they can do that tonight, they can get Montoursville out of a comfort zone when they do throw the football. Because, again, Musina in the pocket has been very, very successful this year. He does have 5 interceptions, though, so he is prone to throwing some picks. But a very, very potent offensive attack for Montoursville. They put up points on the board left and right. The defense is going to be the big question for Montoursville tonight.
And kickoff is next. All right.
Steve, we have a good question for you that came out of last week's Montoursville Jersey Shore High School football game. And I think one of the questions tonight for Montoursville that Kevin will be looking at is, can Montoursville rebound from a really weird and devastating loss to Jersey Shore? What happened is this. The teams were tied in overtime. Montoursville had the ball first. The Montoursville quarterback, Musina, threw a down and out sideline pass. Jersey Shore player steps in front of it, goes 90-some yards for a touchdown. The question is, was the game over in high school football?
See, because it was, because it was the first possession.
Now,
the game's over.
Well, Steve Williams says, and I listen to him because he is a guru of rules and things, he said that's a dead ball. And what had happened that last
Well, that's what Montoursville's claiming as well.
And what happened is the referees declared the game over and left the field, and then somebody pulled out a rule book and said, wait a minute, that should have been a dead ball. Jersey Shore should have received the ball, and we should have had a chance to defend. So lots of controversy last weekend, but a devastating loss by Montoursville.
Is this a high school rule? Because everybody else's rule is the game's over.
Yeah, it was always my if the defensive team scores a safety or a touchdown, the contest is ended.
Well,
that's the way the rule book states the way. Now what they're saying is Montoursville saying, well, the play should have been dead, and we should have had the opportunity to stop them on offense.
Right.
But what if you read further down into the rule into the High School Federation, the National Federation of High Schools rule book, you'll see that if the defensive team scores a safety or a touchdown, the contest is ended.
Still controversial up in Montoursville, Warrior Land, though.
Not to me.
You might want to explain that to them up there.
I'm
in the
not
booth.
Sure they're going to listen to me. But yeah, if you look under the rule under the rules, it'll say the offensive team shall be awarded a new series of downs when any one of the following occur. But then if you go down further, it says if the defensive team scores a safety or a touchdown, the contest is ended.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's common sense. The game's over. Not a dead ball. You don't put a knee down.
Well,
I mean, in college, you pick it off and run it back for a touchdown or a fumble. You're done. The game's over. The NFL, the game's over.
Yeah, I think the confusion, though, runs into when you compare the overtime rules to the two-point conversion rules. That's where the confusion lies in high school.
No, the confusion comes in your team lost.
But I know one of the confusing things in high school is once the, like, if the ball crosses the line on a kick, it is actually a dead ball. You can't advance it as the offensive team.
That's true.
Now,
that's
in high school, and this is wrong, in my opinion, it needs to change, is when you go for two in high school and the defensive team intercepts the ball, they cannot return it. The play is dead at that point. That's where
the rule is correct.
That's
the same as the NFL.
Yeah,
that's
I don't like that at all. You should be able to return
it
for two.
Either.
Because
College is the only one that you can do that.
Yeah.
Penn State's done that three times.
Well, there should be some sort of a punishment if you throw an interception on a two-point conversion. The defensive team should have a chance to take the two away, in essence.
Well, look, here's the other part, though, all right? He threw the pick. The kid ran it back 97 yards. You lost the game, okay? Okay, here's the other part. I don't think the other guys stopped running thinking, oh, it's a dead ball. I don't think,
unlikely.
Come on.
Yeah.
Highly unlikely.
So Montoursville will have a chip on their shoulder tonight against Chickalamy over last week's Jersey Shore game because Kevin will remind them in the press box.
Actually, I'm outside the press box, so it won't matter.
Okay.
By the way, speaking of which, Jersey Shore, are they still undefeated?
I have to look. I think they are still 4-0.
Wow, you ripped that team in the preseason.
Oh, come on. I knew you were setting me up anyway.
No, we thought Jersey Shore would be good this year because of what happened at the end of last year. They came on pretty strong.
Oh, no.
Steve's referring to the fact
that they haven't been 2-0 in 955
years.
I stated a statistic that Jersey Shore hadn't started the season 2-0 in over 20 years.
You did. I remember it.
Now, unfortunately, Steve thought that sounded negative. I was just stating a statistical fact.
Sounded cocky to me.
Yeah.
They were my pick, by the way, if you remember, for the District 4 AAA title to repeat.
That's true.
they haven't started 2-0 since 1912. Like, okay, great. Yeah, here. You know, I talked to their coaching staff. Man, did that fire them up?
Yeah, right.
Wow. I mean, it fired them up. They said, okay, Captain Bulletin Board over here.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, that stat came from a friend of mine who's actually in the program up at Jersey Shore.
Who else is on tonight on the radio for us?
Lewisburg is on the road at Central Mountain tonight.
Way up in Lock Haven.
Yep, that'll be the first matchup between those two teams. Central Mountain coming into the Heartland Conference this year and will become an official member next year.
And the Seals?
Sealands Grove is hosting Berwick tonight.
Ooh.
I did a game at Lock Haven once in 1989. It was Hurricane Hugo. And it was pouring all day, and they decided to play the game. State College was playing at Lock Haven. And a transformer on the opposite side blew up in the first half. In the post-game show, the transformer behind the press box blew up. Right? And I said, that's it. We're done. I'm out of here.
The only time ever, I think it was even last year, we did have one of the, right as the first half kickoff, the opening kickoff got underway, the homestanding light bank went out. So they ended up playing the kickoff with one set of lights. This was later in the year, so it was dark enough for the lights to take effect. And there was about a 15-20 minute delay before they could recycle the lights back on. That was the weirdest thing that ever happened during a game for me.
Wow. Or having a 97-yard interception return against you and you claiming the ball was dead.
I wasn't there for that one. Yeah. And by the way, Jersey Shore is 4-0.
Well, of course they are. They've been motivated by a certain talk show host. We'll come back with
Steve,
more in a
don't
moment.
Do that. You shouldn't say anything bad about football teams.
I haven't said anything bad about them at all. You're the one that's gone out and like motivated these guys beyond words.
Yeah, I said they were my pick for the District 4 championship. That's motivation. Thanks for proving me right.
They haven't been 2-0 in 175 years. Guess what? They're 4-0 now. And you were wishing you were there. You were there. All right. So, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Every price on every new Kia has been reduced.
And retagged.
To the lowest prices of the year. Fall for a new Kia at Sunbury Motors Kia with 0% APR financing.
Yes, zero.
For up to 60 months on all remaining 2014 Optima and Optima Hybrid. The iconic 2014 Kia Soul starts at an incredible $14,769. Sunbury Motors Kia has 2014 Rio's clearance price starting at $14,951. The 5-star safety rated 2015 Forte LX as low as $16,865. And 2015 Serenos starting at $22,456. Remember, all new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. So hurry in to Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf.
Or at sunburymotors.com.
And fall for your new Kia today.
Tax and tax extra. Must qualify. Specialty incentives apply. Special financing to well-qualified customers through KMF.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay. We'll be quizzing everybody as to what Kevin said on the preview of the high school game a little bit later. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, by the way, next half hour. We'll be talking with him because Kevin's taking off for Montoursville. He feels he needs to be there 2.5 hours ahead of the game.
Always be prepared. I was a Boy Scout.
So have you written your open yet?
I have not written any opens this year, and they've all stunk. See what happens when I don't prepare?
Let's write one together.
Oh, no, let's not. Nobody wants to hear this.
Sure they do.
This will be a preview of coming attractions.
Uh-huh. As the leaves start to turn on an unseasonably warm evening.
No.
You don't want Jim McKay?
No.
Oh, that's Vin Scully.
No, Vin Scully or Jim McKay style? No, okay.
The shickle of me last week, what?
Jumped out to a 27-0 lead before giving up 13.
And went, okay.
14.
So, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, as the calendar turns to autumn, our favorite time of the year, Shikellamy and Montoursville hook up for the one time this season. Shikellamy coming off an emotional win last week in which they hit the gas offensively and scored 27 unanswered points. For Montoursville, the heartbreak of a Friday night as a 97-yard interception return for a touchdown ended the game against Jersey Shore. Shikellamy looks to build a momentum. Montoursville looks to bounce back next on WKOK. How about that?
That was good. That was real good.
I hate you.
You hate me?
Just what? Kevin, he just gave you a gift of a lifetime.
Gift? I'm not even going to be able to remember half that. I'm just going to play that.
We have equipment here at Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation that you can just wholesale pilfer that brilliant opening that Steve just did and make it as
what
if
did
it
I do was, wrong?
You didn't read it, you didn't write it, you did it off the cuff.
Yeah, but other than that.
Other than that, it was...
Pretty good, wasn't it?
No, I refuse to give it credit.
Oh.
Just out of principle.
That was... I'm not impressed because I come to expect that from Steve, but damn, that was good.
Emotional, law, overtime...
Yeah, now you're on a roll.
Are you okay?
I'm leaving now.
He's walking out of the studio.
I feel like I angered you. I was just trying to help you.
I'll tell you what. That's a talent. That's an absolute talent.
What?
Being able to work off the cuff like that, that is something that a lot of folks don't realize. And you know, we joke about it all the time. Steve does this a lot. He is able to walk in, put on the headsets, and literally sound more coherent than someone who's rehearsed for about 3 weeks.
Well, but the one thing,
and that's talent.
I'll give a secret out. I think Steve prepares for this every game he does, weeks if not months in advance, and has a real broad perspective of the kinds of things, and he is able to somewhere in that brain get all the synapses going in the right direction. But it's the game, the preparation that takes months if not weeks in advance that makes the seals that deal.
On the other hand, I'm just trying to survive the game.
Yeah.
I was just trying to help you out.
It was really good. It was really good. Although you need the autumn leaves turning. You miss the autumn leaves turning.
They haven't turned yet.
You turned the calendar. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's nice. But you gotta identify the fact that the leaves are starting to change. It's the midway part of the season, and now it's do or die time if you want to make the playoffs. That was the only thing that was missing.
Well, there weren't any references to the Bloomsburg Fair either, but that's okay.
That's only if you're playing Central Columbia or Bloomsburg, that's who true. Has the week off.
That's true.
So if you lose this week, you're out of the playoffs?
No, but you're looking at 2-2-2 teams that need to turn the corner to solidify a spot in the playoffs.
But you said it was do or die.
Well, that's one way you could put it. You could put it turn the corner to solidify a playoff.
Do or die is if I lose, I'm out.
Yeah, that's...
Fine. I'll save that for week 9.
Exactly. Then it's do or die.
There you go.
This is compelling radio right here. I'm telling you, nothing gets better than this.
Well, we have Tony DeFazio next half hour. We've had like one guest after another on the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to help Kevin Hurt write the open. We'll do this again next Friday.
Yeah, but you haven't written an open all year, and you're whining, moaning, and complaining. It's no good.
They've been average. I set the bar high.
I wanted to give you an assist.
It was really good. I'm just going to replay that.
You can do that if you want.
Steve Jones set the tone for tonight's game earlier today. Yeah. Click.
Click.
Well, you go to a commercial after I said that. It's a tease.
That's right.
I said it's, you know, say coming up next on WKOK.
Listen for Steve Jones coming up tonight at 6:30 as we open the broadcast.
Now you can leave later because you don't have to be on the air earlier.